Leisure or leisure?
Leisure.
Leisure sounds.
Unless you want to sound fancy.
You're on.
All right. Good afternoon, everyone. This is Commissioner Brian Kalk. We're meeting at approximately 12:30 the Capitol today for a special meeting. Once again, it's 12:30, April 30th, 2013. We are meeting for a special item. It's a special agenda item in Commissioner Chrisman's portfolio. I don't have any opening comments, but I'd ask Commissioner Fedorchak.
No comments.
Okay, Randy, it's your nickel.
I guess my opening comment would be that this, you know, isn't a meeting that I enjoy the prospects of following through on, but I think it's a responsibility that we have, and we need to move forward and do the work that we're assigned to do on pleasant times as well as these unfortunate, unpleasant times, and so here we are. I guess I'm a little unclear. Do we start off with the motion and then discuss it, or do we discuss it a little bit?
I think in this particular case, whatever you'd want to do, but I'm holding my comments until after you make the motion because I have some thoughts on this, but I'll wait till the motion.
Okay.
Just if there's any general comments, I would agree with you that we don't hold special meetings unless there's a good reason, but with this one, it's critical that we have this meeting as quickly as possible. That's why we're meeting today.
Okay. Well, then, Mr. Chairman, I move that the commission file with the Wells County District Court, Southeast Judicial District, for appointment as trustee and for an ex parte order to preserve trust assets until the court issues its order granting or denying the application of Earth Harvest Mills Incorporated, doing business as Dakota Prairie Organic Flower Company of Harvey, North Dakota, under North Dakota Century Code Chapters 60-02 and 60-04 in Public Service Commission Case Number GE-13-193.
Second.
Well, and Mr. Chairman, in explanation, we have had multiple meetings in the 4 months now since I've been on the commission, and my understanding was clear that this had gone on for quite a while, issues with this facility, with this licensee. And, you know, I think we've made really a good effort to try to help provide opportunity for things to turn around there. However, it doesn't seem to be turning around, and I think that waiting further would just probably increase the likelihood that bad things might happen. And so I think it's time to move forward with this and get it into the court.
Okay. I agree with Randy, Commissioner Chrisman. This company has been struggling for a number of years based on the file that I've read. I think it was in 2010 when we first started working with them on some problems with conversion issues, and have been very diligent in trying to get them to comply and give them time to get their feet under them and up and running. Obviously, we all wanted to have a successful business, and so that was the ultimate goal. But we've been, you know, as Randy said, dealing with this for the last 4 months. We issued a cease and desist in March because we didn't want things to continue to get worse. We didn't want additional farmers to be jeopardized and suffer potential losses, and offered at that time additional measures that the owners could take to help get their business back on track, and none of these have been successful to date. So I'm supportive of initiating these insolvency proceedings so that the people who have been waiting a very long time to get paid can hopefully get some of their payment back eventually through this process or other processes if something else with the business owner turns up and becomes successful in the meantime.
Okay. Yeah, I guess the only thing I would add is that I think both Julie and Randy set it up very well, that this is not a new issue for the commission. It's been around for almost 3 years, maybe a little bit more than 3 years. And I remember the initial discussion when staff brought this forward, that there was some concerns about converting up tickets in a timely manner up there. And the commission, I think, was very, very willing to work with the with the elevator to make sure they could do the things they needed to do to get the operation going. But it just seemed like there was always one more promise, one more thing going to break. And this is an organic flower company, so it's a little different than we've seen in some of the other potential insolvencies. And it just, it seems like they always have one more idea of how they're going to bring money in and bring in new customers, and it just never seems to pan out. And in addition to cease and desist, there was a memorandum of understanding that was signed last year that really we thought about doing this back in December, but gave them one more chance of how they could get the business model that was going to work. And so here we are now today that really, I think, drove it is we've actually had a claim filed against the bond. And I would anticipate there will be numerous other claims filed once this becomes public. And that's the goal today, is to have this meeting. And I intend to vote for it as well, Sue. And we'll be talking to the list of over 20 individuals that we have that we know are owed money. And we'll just have to see how this plays out. But one of the discussion items that we had in the work session was that if the owner of the elevator now comes up with a business plan and is able to get some capital and able to make these bills go away, there's ample chance for him to stop this insolvency. When the judge gets a chance to look at this, if he develops a model and has capital available to pay these individuals off, perhaps he can go back to work. So this is not like the end of the process. I think Randy said it best. It starts the process where the commission has really tried to work with him to get a business model that's working while following the law. But now I think we've lost confidence in that. So now we need to make sure we don't get any more farmers and ranchers potentially tied up into this claim. So I think it's a very, very timely. Anything else?
Yep.
Just to emphasize, we as we talked earlier this morning on our work session, some of these people have been waiting to be paid for months and in some cases years. And so you have to weigh, you know, giving a business ample time to try to get back on track with all the other little smaller businesses perhaps that are waiting to get paid, and their livelihood also depends on this income as well. So, you know, all things considered, I think we've done what we can, and now it's time to move on to the next step.
Commissioner Fedorchak brings out a very good point that one of the questions I had was, why now? Why now this insolvency when some of these people haven't been paid for a couple of years? I think they're getting ready to put their crops in the field. They need money to go buy diesel or fertilizer, and so they want their money. And so they've lost confidence in the elevator paying, so they've filed their insolvency. So,
Mr. Chairman, to add to that, we had a previous meeting where we worked on this issue, and when I thought of this when you mentioned the why now, during the course of trying to provide opportunity to get the ship in the right direction, part of the motion a month ago was that if the commission receives written claim for unpaid grain delivered to Earth Harvest Mills, that we would move in this direction. And now we have received a written claim, and that also is part of the why exactly now as opposed to a week ago or next week.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? Motion is approved.
Okay, do we have any other motions that we deal with today? I don't believe we do. All right, any questions at all from...
Any idea how much money is outstanding at this point?
I think close to $3 million.
And that's over at least 20 different individuals.
Yeah. The what we're aware of would be a little less than $100,000 in cash sale potential claimants here, and the rest are contracts.
And all their bond is for is $50,000?
That is correct.
It is one thing to note, too, Dave, if I could, that of the individuals owed money, there's really one individual that's owed over $500,000. So you have got one very, very potential large claimant, and a lot, I don't want to use the word smaller, but a lot that are in the less than $40,000 range. And so it's one big individual.
Mr. Chairman, there was the other one that was kind of listed separately for like 1.8.
So two.
So there's actually two real large ones.
Thank you. That's it? Okay. All right, anything else for the team? All right.
I have none. Thank you.
All right, we'll close the special meeting. Thank you.